The Delta V changed abruptly and then increased.
It's the Indefatigable. Can you tell if they're loyalists or mutineers? They just blew up Bonar Tig. I'd say that makes them loyalists.
That could be a mistake. Or they may think like you, Cecilia.
Whoever it is, they'll have scan that can pick us up, right? Well, maybe. There's a lot of noise from the ship blowing up. If we hailed them...
And if they're the wrong ship, then we're in worse trouble.
We can at least be listening.
Dusty turned on the receivers and the automatic tuners.
Shuttlecraft, identify yourself or we will fire upon you.
Don't fire! Who are you?
RSS Indefatigable. Serrano commanding. Stand down your weapons.
Weapons? What weapons? Do we have weapons? Combat shuttles do, but I don't know anything about them. Maybe it's these switches.
Don't touch that. Tell them our problem.
We don't have a real pilot aboard. We don't know which switches are which.
What do you have?
Well, a civilian who holds a surface-to-orbit license for a small civilian craft. We used the automatic launch to get out with.
Just stay where you are. Don't touch anything. We'll match course.
Cecilia sat back. Against all odds, they'd escaped the mutineers, escaped the destruction of the ship they'd been on for however many days, and she was still alive. Miranda, she did not want to let the others know how merciful Miranda's death had been. It took hours for the Indefatigable to match courses, and for one of the shuttle pilots aboard it to make an EVA trip across to take over and maneuver the shuttle into the other cruiser's bay. Then at last they could debark and work their way one at a time through the airlocks into the ship proper. Cecilia, rumpled and dirty, saw across the compartment the compact, dark woman she knew better than perhaps any other, Harris Serrano.
I might have known.
What?
You, of course.
Chief Jones looked from one to the other, alert and almost suspicious. Harris transferred her gaze to the chief.
Chief Jones, I'm Commander Serrano. Welcome aboard. I understand you're the ranking NCO?
Ranking survivor, yes, sir. Master Chief Bigelow was senior to me, but he was killed during the escape.
Let's get your wounded to sick bay and get you all something to eat. Then we'll need to hear the whole story.
The captain's office into which Harris ushered Cecilia looked nothing like she'd imagined. Blonde, fake wood, soft-focus pictures of desert scenery in peaches and tans.
It's not my ship, really. I inherited it during the mutiny. This is what her former captain wanted.
So, who has your ship?
I don't know. Haven't had time to find out. There is a war on, you know.
Cecilia rubbed her bruised shoulder.
I know. I was in it.
Just what were you doing on a mutineer's ship? And how did you get from there to a combat shuttle? The last I heard, you were clear across Familia space, having just won that horse trials thing.
Cecilia sank into the soft cushions.
It's a long story. It started with finding a home for Brunn's children.
The family's not keeping them?
No. I took them away because Miranda and Brunn were immobilized after Bunny's death. They couldn't think. They hadn't even named the boys. Anyway, I took them off to Ronnie and Rafa, who were out on this colony.
Cecilia launched into the whole story, and Harris listened without interruption, until Cecilia came to that last bit of the voyage.
So I tried to signal the Ansible, but they got to me before there was time to get confirmation that it had accepted my signal.
It did accept your signal. And Fleet's been watching out for Ansible activity not associated with normal message traffic.
Took you long enough.
So, then they captured you. Then what?
It wasn't so much humiliating as simply unpleasant, but Harris insisted on extracting every bit of information.
I don't see why you need all this from me. You've got the others.
Yes, and I'll talk to them. But your viewpoint is unique. You were in at the beginning, with the Lupescu mess. You were involved with the Crown Prince and the clones. You were at Xavier. And you saw it from a civilian viewpoint. From an old civilian's viewpoint.
Well, this old civilian is hungry and thirsty and tired and could really use a shower.
I know. I'm sorry. It was imperative that I hear your story first, before talking to the others. Remember at Xavier, you had that lieutenant, what was his name, convinced that you were some sort of covert ops person?
Well, you'd put me in an odd position.
Don't blame me. You were the one who insisted on coming up to the station. But my point... I'd like you to do that again. I'm burdened by an executive officer of surpassing pedantry. No combat experience at all, very little ship experience, a born paper pusher, but senior to everyone else, and he's driving me insane. If you could keep him busy...
Why not let Petrus take care of him? He's an officer now, right?
Petrus isn't here. This isn't my ship. I mean, not the ship I'd been on with my crew. In the turmoil right after the mutiny, they were assigning officers to command the nearest ships, and this one was just finishing a refit. The crew was a mixed bag from a dozen other ships and the sweepings of regional headquarters. That's where I got Seabolt.
But I'm not covert ops. I'm not military at all.
So you say. I'm willing to bet that even the women in that cell with you will accept the story that your life as a self-indulgent rich horsewoman is just cover. Everyone knows, you see, that self-indulgent rich women are all fools. What did they think of Miranda's trick with the mop?
They were impressed, but it was only fencing.
It was lethal. We stuffed-shirt military types recognize lethality as proof of competence. I will bet that during their own debriefing, at least two of them ask if Miranda wasn't undercover military at some time in her life.
So, what would I have to do?
Just be yourself, but drop some hints and come confer with me from time to time.
They'll catch me out. There's a lot I don't know.
Of course. You've been undercover. And you do know my Aunt Vida. And many useful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
What?
Old verse. I don't know how old. It's a spoof on the education of a complete military officer. Play it by ear, Cecilia. You did before, and I'm sure you can now.
It sounds crazy.
Please. If it will loosen Seabolt's tenacious grip on regulations even a little, it'll be a help.
All right. I'll try. Anything for a shower and a meal and a long, peaceful sleep.
Right away.